Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with a very talented lady, a laugh out loud, funny comedian, and she is terrific. If you watch her stuff on YouTube or anywhere, she's absolutely great. And she is part of the second season of the Emmy-nominated stand-up series Tiffany Haddish Presents. They Ready, and it premiered earlier this month, but it is absolutely just terrific. Barbara Carlisle is our very special guest, you know, from Def Comedy and everything. She's just absolutely great. Thrilled to have her. Barbara Carlisle, how are you?
I'm fine on a rainy morning. How are you? Are y'all getting snow up there?
No, nothing yet. You know, we got a ton of snow, you know, all throughout, but right now it's pretty clear, so we're not too rainy. Where are you? Are you in L.A.?
I'm in Georgia.
Yeah, very good. Well, hey, listen, I asked this to a lot of the comedians, and I got to ask you. I mean, you got to miss the live crowd. You got to miss what you feed off of. And to me, I've always seen you as somebody who loved that crowd, loved the live performing. It must be a real, I don't want to say setback, but real departure from what you're used to this whole year.
No, I wouldn't say this is a real departure from what I'm used to. It's just a bigger stage, you know, and now I get to be to a bigger audience, a more diverse audience, you know, with it going to over 180 countries. I mean, you can't top that.
No, I mean, that's
any kind of
huge. Yeah, just huge. 180 countries. I mean, that's... No, I meant not being able to perform live in front of everybody. I mean, you're used to getting out there in front of people all the time. This is a... You know, this is nice. You know, this is nice for all of us, and our comedy fans especially, this is nice for. But I meant, it, you know, like the pandemic slowing you down. But, yeah, this is a nice answer to all that.
Yes. And you know, it's amazing because of the pandemic and the fact that people are shuttered down mostly, then we will get a lot more people tuning in. And, you know, the timing, I mean, it was all in God's plan, and this is just perfect. I mean, not that the pandemic is perfect, but the fact that a lot of people will get to see us that never saw us before, and, you know, and we'd be on such a wide platform.
Yeah, it just you know? Terrific, and what a cast of characters too to be involved in. Dean Edwards is just absolutely terrific, and Tony is there, and everyone else. But a real credit to whoever casted. Was that Tiffany herself? Did she handpick everybody that's performing?
Yes, we all played a small role. She says a huge role. But to me, it was just a small role, you know, just giving her little tidbits here and there, having Tiffany and I having our little pajama parties and dreaming into the future. And she made that vow. Well, we both made the vow, but of course she brought it into fruition. And, you know, it's just wonderful that she kept her word.
You know, I've seen so much of you stand up over the years. And the one thing that I've always loved about you, and I know a lot of people have say this about you, but you're great with hecklers. And I'm always amazed at how comedians deal with adversity, and you know, that's direct. I mean, you're up there alone, and then some idiot stands up and has something to say about it right in the middle of your performance. Somehow or another, you've learned to turn that into gold. And you've made so many funny moments out of people just, you know, trying to get you. Did that develop over time? Were you always good at that? Or was that something that you needed to develop?
Well, it wasn't that I needed to develop it. That was my only mechanism for fighting. I couldn't fight physically, so I had to fight with words, you know. And I'm very quick with it. And so you test my skills, it'll be your last test. The test you'll flunk. So I hold my skills a little bit, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, you got to be very...
I made it possible.
You got to be very proud of what you've done. And I'm sure your hometown down there in Georgia is that where you're from? Are you from Georgia originally?
Yes, I'm from Georgia.
What part?
Small town, Twin City, Georgia.
Twin City.
My whole body is from Georgia.
Well,
I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry.
Listen, that's all right. Anybody that's going to be seen or is currently being seen by 180 countries, just think about that. 180 countries are watching. That's like the Super Bowl, I think, is seen by 180 countries.
Because most of us can't even name 10 countries without start throwing states and cities in there because, you know, you might say China, Korea, something like that, but you end up not knowing, you know, any 180 countries. So it's a big, big thing.
Yeah, but you're also speaking to a bunch of people who don't know the language, and it's going to be interpreted that way. And, I guess you got to hope that the people that are translating are funny or they have inflection in their voice. I mean, forget it. We'd take up a half hour talking about how that even goes. I mean, that's mind blowing. But just think about 180 people are going to be watching or are watching, not 180, 180 different countries are watching Tiffany Haddish Presents. And it's in the second season. It's an Emmy award, winning show and series. Absolutely great. Barbara Carlisle is here for another minute or so. Barbara, could you give us a website, give us a social media site, something that you could kind of point to that we could follow along with what you're doing?
Okay. I have my Barbara Carlisle comedy fan page. Barbara Eyes, EYEZ, funny, on Instagram, and I'm just Barbara Carlisle on Facebook. I'm in the midst of getting my Twitter back up, and so soon they'll be able to follow me on Twitter.
All right, well, listen, all of that's terrific. Do you have any plans beyond this that we could talk about before you go? Everything's so fluid because of the pandemic and everything else. Do you have a set schedule, or is everything too fluid at this point?
Right now, I'm taking small shows here and there just to keep relevant, but I'm kind of waiting to see how COVID does before I really get back out there and taking the time to really soak all this in, you know. I don't know what happened. It's something about being on Netflix that make your credit go up.
Yeah.
So now I'm like 900. I went from 300 to 900. I don't know what happened. It's a crazy thing.
Listen, you deserve it. Congratulations on really a wonderful career and just starting to skyrocket now. And 180 countries will be watching Barbara Carlisle. Barbara, congratulations, and thank you very much for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Barbara Carlisle, everyone. Check out her stand-up on YouTube, wherever. She's absolutely terrific. Personal friend of Tiffany Haddish, and by the way, not a bad thing to be. Tiffany Haddish is red hot, and she mentioned about pajama parties and things. I don't know whether she means that they go back a long way, and once again, not a bad friend to have. Tiffany Haddish has just taken off over the last few years, and Tiffany Haddish Presents is the name of the series. And it's Emmy nominated, I should say, just to clarify. Stand-up comedy special, and it's Tiffany Haddish Presents They Ready, and it premiered earlier this month, and it's terrific. Dean Edwards, Kimberly Clark, Tony Woods, that was Dave Chappelle's mentor, and I'm surprised to hear that, but you know, when he said that, it's Tony Woods all of a sudden goes up in everybody's mind. Barbara Carlisle, of course, and Gottfried, and Erin Jackson. I don't want to forget her. She does a lot of work with Seth Meyers on Late Night, and a lot of talent on this particular show. And again, Tiffany Haddish Presents. We had Dean Edwards already. We'll have I'll have a couple others to point out, but 180 countries are watching this particular series. Barbara Carlisle has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off, and we'll see you all next time on Breaking It Down.